Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update about the first week of returning to in-person learning in the Pella Community School District. Well, Greg, at this week's Pella School Board meeting, really the first opportunity for you and your fellow administrative team to report back to the board about what's been happening in regards to back to school. For the first time since mid-March, there were kids in the building. They have been now for close to a week. First of all, how have things been going, and what were you able to share with the board about having students back in all of the buildings and back to learning in person, which I know most educators prefer under most circumstances?
Well, Andrew, it certainly was good to have the students back in the building, and it's good to have them here. You know, our students are really doing a very, very good job. Staff are definitely, you know, working hard to implement everything that needs to be done for health and safety. And our students are being really compliant about wearing their masks, about trying to remain socially distant whenever they can. And certainly, you know, everything from lunchtime to recess time to all the specials to just different things going on, it's actually gone very, very well. So some of our buildings had some of the smoothest starts I think they've ever had in terms of just how it prepared everyone was and is and continues to be. So, you know, we've seen certainly a lot of things that are a challenge for some different districts, even around the county. But we've just really had a good, very smooth start to this, and students are doing a terrific job along with our staff to make sure everyone's safe.
Well, and what has made this interesting is that the county has reached one of the thresholds to where schools could apply for online learning only, I should say. But there needs to be two criteria met. So the positivity test rate has been well over 15% now and hovering around 15% for the better part of a week. But it seems like absenteeism is pretty low. Greg, what are you seeing with kids missing school? And at what point do you feel like you'll need to be concerned as an administrative team and have to start preparing for online learning if that were to come, especially if we stay above that 15% threshold?
Yeah, we're working to track our daily attendance. And our daily attendance has really, you know, we've had like 1% to 2%. Absenteeism in most of our buildings, and that's been tracking that way since the beginning, since we started the first day of school. So our absentee rate is really low, and it needs to hit around that 10% threshold before we would couple that with our percent positivity rate that's happening in the county. So even though while the county is experiencing that uptick, it's not flowing through to our students missing school. We are certainly tracking students that have to be quarantined. We have not had a great number of students that have been positive for the coronavirus, but we do have some that have been exposed through their parents or other people and therefore are on a quarantine. And so that's part of that absenteeism that we track. But even with that, the numbers still are fairly low. I think our high school probably has the largest number of people in general that are out in their numbers. But again, even at our high school, it's about a 2% absentee rate, which that's considerably, you know, that's very low and not really different than any other year that we would have had school.
So as we kind of go into more of the teeth, we're starting to have activities, football going off. I know that they've had some positive tests, but they've been able to keep practicing and been able to keep competing in volleyball and so on. When you think about where we are overall as a school, especially as we get deeper and deeper into the school year with more activities starting up, you know, what as an administrative team are you going to continue to track, I guess, as we continue to push through the return to learn and have kids in the building? And, you know, at what point, you kind of explained it with the 10% absenteeism, but at what point do you start watching a little more carefully or I guess whatever the case may be with that process going forward?
Well, yeah, we've actually got really four different kinds of absences that we're tracking. So certainly three of them are COVID related. So we've got the absenteeism because somebody has a positive COVID case. We have the absenteeism because somebody is quarantined because they've had a close contact with a positive COVID case. And the third one is COVID related, where maybe the kid has some symptoms and the parents are keeping them home, or another person in the household has symptoms and the parents are keeping them home because of those symptoms. And then they have to, at that point in time, decide, if they're going to go get a COVID test, if they're going to go to the doctor to get a diagnosis. Some students can have alternative diagnoses, and then once those are complete, like, for example, you might have strep throat or an ear infection or something else that causes a fever, and you may need to be home, but the doctor can diagnose that, and then once you're fever-free without medication for 24 hours, those students would be allowed to come back. So we're tracking just regular sickness, too, and it's really the combination of all of those that has to reach that 10% mark. So we certainly have students absent for other things at times, where they're gone for funerals or they're gone for something family related. But what we're really trying to track is that illness side and or COVID related. So that is being done daily. We are keeping track of that. We were planning on having a dashboard on our district website where people can actually see that daily attendance in each of the buildings, what that looks like. So not only can we monitor it, but even the public will be able to see that as well. And that's not something that we've done typically in the past, but we're also monitoring our staff. So right now, district-wide, we only have two staff members that are out because of something COVID-related. They're not positive, but it might be one of their kids that has a sickness or like that they're monitoring and making sure, but that's only two staff members right now. So we'll monitor staff, of course, at the same time, because we have to have staff in place to be able to do this well. But that's a daily monitoring. So we're going to be continue to watch those numbers, what that looks like, how many cases we have in our system, and right now it's just been very, very small.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableus.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.